Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Can tell this, but we don't show prep, so so he had no idea.
I just barely make it in.
You know, I'm sure you can tell, but we don't show prep.
I mean, let's put the cards down on the table here.
Miami Hurricanes, yeah, you know the name already, it's Mercy, ha ha, it's a Six Rick Kane show, can't forget the name though, got Jazz, Blue Vision, DJ break the game code, ain't no changing them, ain't no breaking them, real port alive from the Hall Ride Stadium, ball 14 for the orange and green, we see the Six Rick champs, it's more than a dream, this is life on the field, beyond 100 yards, a hurricane that's never still, put a damage to your squad. The Six Rick Kane Show. The Six Rick Kane Show. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
What's wrong with us? Seriously.
What's wrong with us? We're Miami Hurricanes fans.
Welcome to the Six Rings Kane Show, a show dedicated to Miami Hurricane sports, featuring the legendary Larry Bluestein, Jazz Santana, Vish, and Danny Gillette. Let's go, Canes.
Yep, we found one.
I know. 904 is giving him a hard time.
Oh, man, everyone is. Everyone is. He said the same thing. I assure you, Darius, we did not have confidence in Manny Diaz.
No.
That was the team that went on to lose to FIU. So let's
relax. Yeah. All right. So let's do predictions. Let's do it, right? I guess.
Yeah. Times there any? I guess we've kind of beat this. I almost want to leave the show. You guys can argue in the chat after the show ends, by the way, so you can keep it going.
Right before we get to that, a couple of big prospects, Miami commits. Had some nice games this weekend in high school. Malachi Tony over at American Heritage and the loss, though, to Milton, which is quarterbacked by Luke Nickel, who had a fantastic game. He looks all the bit, you know, the stud that he is. So, big-time inch of them. SJ Alofatula Tulutulabalatulutuli did not play in the Gorman game against St. Thomas Aquinas. Gorman did beat them, though, but there's still a lot of Miami prospects in that game as well. Justice Fitzpatrick, just to name a few. Also, Miami and American Heritage, Byron Lewis is another guy that Miami's looking at, although I think he might be leaning towards FSU. However, he had a nice game for American Heritage as well. The biggest one, though, I was just looking at it now, and I saw one of the highlights, but Dalen Upshaw, the wide receiver from Alabama, had an amazing first game of his senior season. 4 catches, 156 yards, and 3 touchdowns. And by the way, that was all in the first half. he had a monster game. I'll probably get some more updates later on. But all right, my bad. Let's do predictions. DJ, we're going to start with you, my friend. We already got Blue's prediction. I don't even want to talk about it, but he has the Gators beating the Canes 28-24. What about you, DJ?
I could see it, but I have Miami winning this one. I had it last week, 34-21 Miami.
Nice, 34-21 Miami. Vish, what do you got, man? Talk to me.
I will say, hopefully this goes better than my F1 predictions. But by the way, tune to Hitting the Apex tomorrow. got a cross vote. So I get it's in Gainesville. And I know, you know, apparently people believe in mythologies and unicorns and all this other mystical stuff. Just
Middle Tennessee State style shit here.
Man, I am not taking responsibility for that game. And you know what? DJ and I stood in the paint and did that post-game show. So
we did.
Where were you? You were at the stadium. Oh, I'm with the press people. We stood in there and took it, man.
I wish I was with you guys.
We took it.
I had COVID, like, choking my lungs out, covering the Middle Tennessee State loss. What a worst problem.
We sat there afterwards, post-game show. We did it, man. We stood the paint on that. So don't bring up that old shit. But anyway, outside of the game being at Gainesville, you know, it's the first game of the season, so weird things can happen. However, I mean, if you look at it, better defensive line, better offensive line, better quarterback, better running back. That team wins the game easily. And that's who the Canes are coming in there with. I'm actually not that far off your score, DJ, because you actually picked a bigger win than I thought.
I don't think it's going to be an easy 34-21. You know what I mean? I think it's going to be close until
– I mean, you have them winning by 13. I have the Canes winning 31-13, which is 18. It's not that –
I think they're going to pull away. Like,
I wasn't going to go for 60 or something. But, I think that's how it could play out, DJ, maybe a little bit closer at the first half. And then, again, you have – the team with the better quarterback and better line play tends to win these games, and when there's a pretty big gap across those, they tend to win them bigger. We actually didn't even mention that, like, you know, Florida's best offensive threat, Etienne, transferred to Georgia, which is like such a middle finger to them. But yeah, right. Like, so they don't really have the playmaker.
Can you blame him?
Well, I mean, they don't, but that is the guy that, you know, if they have him, he could pop a few. He's a big play running back. Where you're like, all right, he could get, again, it just takes a play here or there to swing these things.
Right.
And that's a playmaker they don't have. So, anyway, 31-13, be a comfortable win.
Nice. All right. Okay. Before we get to mine, JAA says Blue predicted a win for St. Thomas and for Heritage, and he was wrong with both. Well, let's hope that he predicted wrong again. That'll be nice. I haven't been excited about the Canes since Butch Davis turned the team over to Larry Coker. I think a lot of us haven't been excited since then. What else? Oh, if I live close enough to go to UF game, I might spot 3 teeth in the entire crowd.
Mario Cristo Goat, which great name. I forgot. There's an audio version of this too, by the way. Subscribe to the 5 Reasons Canes podcast for this and all our Canes content. But I got to say the name out so that people not watching the video, listen to the audio, get Mario Cristo Goat. He chose violence today. He came in, trying to fight everyone. It's good. It's fired up. It's Florida week. It should be coming out here. I'm firing up the game, man.
I don't know. Do you have any music there? Kurt Russell says, I'm going. Got to rep the U. Let's go, baby. Yeah. Good luck over there in Kingsville. Yeah. Have fun, Kermit. Be safe out there. Obviously, I chose the Canes to win this game, too. I think it's going to be a hard-fought game over in the swamp. I differ a little bit from you on that, Vish, right? But I still think that Miami ends up on top. I think it's a little bit closer than that, but I think that it's – I think the score is a little bit closer, but the actual game itself kind of shows that Miami, for the most part, controls this game. I'm going to go 27-21, so it'll be a little bit closer, right? But I think that Miami, you know, does what they need to do to control this game per se, and I think they do win the game. I think at the beginning it stays kind of close, and you know the ambiance and everything, but I think Miami pulls away a little bit in the second half, and it's 27-21. So that's what I'm going with. Make sure that you follow us for post game. Not literally post game, but for Monday.
Oh my God.
Our post game day.
Yeah, the post game at the watch party is not going to be intelligible.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, fun.
I mean, my crap is here. If you,
yeah,
if we make poor decisions, we can fire it up. We can fire it up. So,
we did some damage. By the way, shout out to Harry,
Jeremy and Harry. Yeah.
Me and Vish did some damage there this week. Me, Vish, and Mel.
Yeah.
All three of us.
By the way, shout out to her. She picked this jersey up before they sold them out for me because I wasn't in town. So
yeah, I think it's pretty sweet.
Shout out to her for running that. Yeah.
We'll be doing some more content from there soon as well. So be on the watch, on the lookout for that. Make sure you follow us on X at Six Rings Canes. Also, wherever it is you get your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever it is you get your podcast, make sure you check out the podcast. Also, subscribe to us on the internet, on the Google thing, on the Google machine. Subscribe to the Five Reasons Canes network on YouTube. Subscribe, give us a like, shout us out, and make sure you keep it locked here for next Monday. We will be reviewing the Canes victory.
Yeah, definitely subscribe to the audio podcast. Again, you'll find it everywhere. So this show goes out there, I've been chopped up in segments. So you know, if you're in your car sitting in there in this freaking traffic, I sat in all day today. You're not going to watch on YouTube. You can get it on the audio. So.
That's right. That's right. And
the audio more easy on the eyes too for a lot of you probably, but hey.
on your way home from work or going to work, you can check it out. So yeah. Make sure you check it out. A lot of stuff on the comments as well today. Though we appreciate the back and forth. We love it. Kane 67.
Man. This is
Sam, right? Yeah, no, it's not an Oklahoma jersey.
I know you're jealous. You can pick it up at there's still a few left. Jeremy was saying they're almost sold out at the team store. They're also available at we're equal opportunity here. They also have it at all Canes. There's some left over there too.
Jeremy's the dude. What's his name? Right, the dude that works with Harry there.
Yeah,
yeah, he's a cool dude, man.
Yeah, Jeremy over there said they only have a few left, but there were some at all Canes too. So. Cool. You know, there are other either or if you're looking to pick this bad boy up, but they're almost out. So.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
I don't know when the react is coming.
Pound the rock on the hated Gator.
That is the plan. Damian Martinez going for 200.
A lot of innuendos going on in today's show. I don't know what's going on with you guys today, but it's Gator week. I get it. So
look, pound the rock is just running
the football.
Where's your head at? Sure, you complete the trifecta because first I did, then DJ did it. That was you.
Oh man, I love it. Hey, you know, my head is somewhere else apparently.
Tune in next Monday for more innuendo, apparently.
This is called a Six Rings Canes innuendos. That's it. Hashtag innuendo, all right? When you put up the dark. Follow us on Twitter and give us a shout out and do Canes innuendo. Canes innuendo, please.
Hopefully we're this happy next week. So
that would be great. I swear. Listen, how about this? If we get more than 10 followers or guys that have watched the show or guys, girls that have watched the show, tweet us on Twitter At Six Rings Canes. Okay. Put a picture, whatever. Okay. Whatever you want, Canes related, but hashtag Canes innuendo. And I'm going to get you guys a gift courtesy of the Five Regions Sports Network. I do this kind of crazy shit every once in a while, Vish. Vish is probably going to scream at me when we're done with the show. Be like, what the hell? What are you talking about? We'll figure it out, but you'll get a gift courtesy of the Five Regions Sports Network. And we'll get it to you. All right? Maybe we'll meet at a tailgate. I'll get it for you. I'll mail it to you, whatever it is. But it's on me. I got this. 10 or more, and we're going to pick a winner. We're going to pick a winner, and you're going to get a gift from the Five Regions Sports Network. Hashtag. You got to tag us, obviously. You got to tag us and then hashtag Kane's innuendo. Yes, but it has to be together, Kane 67. I'm not here on the show, on Twitter. Get it together. Jesus Christ. Anyways, 10 people. If 10 people don't do it, nobody gets, you know, the shirt or the hat or I don't know.
I don't even – what? All right, so this is why you got to run stuff past me.
I can't do this.
This is why you did admit for the show. Like, who are we giving this thing to?
The winner.
The winner of what? You asked
if 10 more than 10 people. If more than 10 people do this on Twitter, I'm just gonna
randomize it probably, right?
Okay. So here's what. God, it's going to be hard. All right. So this is why I do the logistics.
You're going to be so pissed
at me. No, this is why I do logistics here. Let me bite-size this.
I only bite-size with a bunch of stuff.
Okay. All right. You know, I might have to institute some show prepper out here. I mean, at some point.
Vish is just all done with life right now.
No, but here's what we'll do, right? So exactly what Jess said. If we get 10 people to tag us with some kind of Florida hate pick, and the hashtag Canes innuendo, if at least 10 people do it, next week we'll put you all on the picker wheel, we'll spin it, and whoever it lands on gets a free something.
This is why I got. This is why he has to help me out. Because I'm over here doing. I don't know what I'm saying. This is like, oh god, we got like a smart one on the day. You know, jeez Louise.
Quality control, right, Vish?
Yeah, something like that.
Emphasis on quality.
I'm out of control, man. I haven't eaten. I've been working all day. Give me a break, all right? Just give me a break.
And you have to spell innuendo right for that.
You're disqualified.
You really have got grand police on this show, man.
Oh, my God. This is too much. Okay. Anyways, we love you guys. Thank you for the support. Make sure you do whatever it is that Vish said to do. And it's all about you, baby. Go Canes. Get out of here. We're done.
The Six Rig Canes Show. Yeah. The Six Rig Canes Show. Yeah. The Six Rings Canes Show. You know.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.